Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Once you've retired, where do you go next? Hop on a plane? Climb aboard a cruise ship? Go back to school? Get another job? Regardless of the answer, our next guest says it would probably be a good idea to keep on learning. Andrea Cicino is the director of the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, and she joins us by phone now from her office at the Beaufort campus of the University of South Carolina. Andrea, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here.
Now, tell us more about this institute.
Yeah, so OLLI is an acronym for the program called Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, and it's a national program. It's a prestigious program across the country. And what it does is it provides intellectual, social, and cultural enrichment opportunities for people that are over 50. So generally, they're people that have either left their careers or are in semi-retirement or they're later in life. Bernard Osher set the program up that way because he believed that we do our best learning after 50. There's a lot of research that would support that. So it's a membership organization. Our OLLI program here at USCB is on all three campuses. We have the Hilton Head campus, Bluffton, and Beaufort campuses.
And so how about the rest of the state? Is this anywhere else?
It is. It's up at Clemson, Furman, and Coastal Carolina. Although we're all autonomous, it is common for us to touch base with each other and see if we want to collaborate on some type of educational program or to visit each other's sites or whatever. It's very, very collaborative.
And so is this an in-person situation or is it virtual or both?
It's both. Prior to COVID, it was 100% in-person. And then during COVID, we went virtual. We did a big pivot. And then coming out of COVID, we do both.
All right. Now give us an idea of what some of these learning programs are.
We'll do everything from film history classes. A lot of history classes right now with the anniversary of the American Revolution. Things on getting started in genealogy. Or we might do some conversational Italian. We're doing coffee and conversation with the mayors, where we can just really dive into what's going on in the community. Historical tours, nuclear energy, you name it, Mike.
And so how does one become a member of one of these classes? Do you need to live in the area where they are offered?
In order to become a member of an OLLI program, you would become a member, and then usually there's some sort of term fee for taking a course. And because we are a network and we're an endowed program, it's extremely affordable. Our members here at USCB are from Bluffton, Beaufort, Hilton Head, and Jasper County. However, what we're seeing is, because we do have programs that are virtual and online, now we've got some members that are from across the country that may have lived here and they miss their community. So their way to stay engaged is to stay involved with USCB OLLI. It's pretty neat to see.
What have you noticed has been the result of this lifelong learning process with the members? Do they go back out into the community and get a new job, or do they become teachers, or how do they use this information?
Lifelong learning is for the joy of learning, and what it does, which is invaluable, is it prevents what we call small thinking as we age. So learning expands our thinking, and then learning broadens our view of ourselves as well as the world in which we live. And research shows that as we age, it's really easy for that to be the opposite, where somebody becomes less involved in their community, they're no longer working, they might belong to a club, but they're less engaged, and their world starts to really shrink. And through learning, they meet other people, they learn more about the world around them, they learn more about themselves, and it expands their thinking outward. So in answer to your question, it greatly increases quality of life as we age.
Well, Andrea, thank you so much for sharing and spending time with us today.
Oh, thank you, Mike. I really appreciate it.
Andrea Cicino is director of the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute at the University of South Carolina, Beaufort. We will have a link posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again. And remember, you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.